This one's for Daniel, who was on my mind every day.
1.
Out in the dark, the crickets were screaming. It sounded like every cricket on Earth had descended on Ruby's property. There'd been one hell of a lot of rain in the spring, and her grandma always said that meant a mighty swarm of crickets as summer wore on. Now here was evidence that the old lady had known her stuff. September had sped past, but summer lasted longer these days. It was early October, and the heat and humidity still blasted Texas, forcing her to keep the air conditioning running at least till sunset. A lot of older folks seemed to thrive in this weather, endured it with a hard-edged pride. Ruby admired their fortitude and considered herself lucky. Tonight, she sat out on her screen porch, guitar in hand. A warmth pulsed through her, and her muscles melted, thanks to the raspberry-flavored gummy she'd chewed just before she'd come out here. The day had been hot as hell, and after dark, it didn't seem much cooler. But the humidity had withdrawn for a time, and she wanted fresh air. The pregnant blonde, who tried to predict the weather on Channel 42, had said to expect a mess blowing in from the Gulf, a tropical storm, maybe a hurricane. But Texas had seen 100 storms worse than this, so nobody seemed worried. Ruby felt grateful the storm was coming. Its approach had vacuumed all the moisture from the air, like the water receding the moment before a big wave crashed onto the sand. The humidity would come back worse than ever, but tonight, she could breathe. She strummed a couple of chords she'd been toying with, trying to find the song in her head. At night, it grew so dark she had to rely on the stars to illuminate the patch of yard back there, but she didn't need to see the strings to find the notes. After a lifetime knowing this house, it felt strange to live alone here. Her grandfather, Bill Cahill, had died and left it to her, along with his guitars and his vinyl music collection. Ruby had a younger sister named Bella, but she was off in Louisiana somewhere. There'd been the occasional phone call for the first few years after she'd left, and one strange postcard from a place called Bro Bridge that gave them a return address. When lung cancer had snuck up on Grandma Dodd and killed her in a week, Ruby had sent Bella a letter and tried to track down a phone number. She'd even called the police in Bro Bridge to see if they were willing to make a notification. They were able to confirm Bella was alive and living locally, and they promised to pass on the message. Even so, the wake and funeral came and went without an appearance from Bella. Not so much as a flower or a card. Not even a phone call. Grandpa Bill never mentioned Bella's name again after that. But when he followed Grandma Dot to the grave, Ruby learned her sister hadn't nearly been left out of the will. Their grandfather had explicitly disinherited her. "Anyone gives that girl anything of mine, either goods or cash, I'll haunt them to the end of days," he'd written. "Don't give her so much as a dime from my sofa cushions or a tomato from the garden." Not that it mattered. When word reached Bella Cahill that her grandfather had died, she'd written her sister another postcard. "I'm sorry, Rubes," she had scrawled. "I know you loved him." That was that. No call, no visit, no flowers or other remembrance. Just the postcard. Grandpa Bill hadn't left her anything, and it seemed Bella didn't want anything from him, which left Ruby without family. Alone with her music and her memories.
"Oh, hell, old man,"
she whispered to Grandpa Bill now. She didn't know whether he'd ended up in heaven or hell, or just turned into a ghost, floating around and keeping an eye on her. That would have been just like him. Whatever had become of his soul, she missed him. Grandpa Bill had left her a house full of memories, including all the records he ever played her, and the guitar on which he'd taught little Ruby her first chords. During a momentary lull in the cricket chorus, she heard a clink of ice shifting in a glass. It was a pleasant sound, a reminder that she'd come out here to do more than tinker with a new song. She'd come out to drink, even taken the time to fix herself a small pitcher of sweet tea margaritas. Ruby plucked her glass off a little metal